Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV and comment down below. If you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud, make sure to comment as well and give us 5 stars. This is the after show for Young and Hungry, Young and Ferris Wheel, episode 7, season 2. And Michelle is doing a wonderful lip syncing.
Thank you.
I can see her in the corner of my eye. I'm like, what is going on over here? Yeah, I'm like, I know something's going on over here. So thanks everybody for joining us tonight. You can always tweet with us. You can find me on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith, along with these lovely ladies.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle Fee, and you can follow me on Twitter at underscore Michelle Fee.
Hey everyone, I'm Britta Garso, and you can find me on Twitter at Britta underscore Garso.
Hey guys, I'm Carly Garso, and you can find me on Twitter at Carly underscore Garso.
Alright guys, we are already on episode 7. What? I can't believe it.
I know.
We're already this far in the season.
We've gone through, like, so many Josh girlfriends.
We have.
You're lucky.
In 7 episodes, how many girlfriends have we seen? Like, 3 now?
Yeah.
3.
Yeah. If this were real life, slow down.
I know. Oh my God. So what a playa.
Yeah.
He must be drinking the pink wine.
New girl reference if you guys watch it.
So tonight's episode was Young and Ferris Wheel, and I'm like, I saw that and I'm like, what on earth could this mean? I have no clue what this means. Well, we quickly found out what it meant. So, as we all know, Josh and Shauna were dating, are dating, whatever you want to say at this point.
I really liked her.
This was like the first girlfriend that we've really liked of Josh's.
Yeah. I do think she's too old, though. I mean, the fact that she has such an old daughter. Yes. Josh isn't ready for that.
Yeah. So we found out tonight she has a 25-year-old daughter.
Right.
Which is pretty much Josh's, close to Josh's age.
He's
older than Gabby.
He's 30, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. That's like a huge deal breaker. I just felt like, though, she was just mature enough for him, like, as opposed to, like, his other girlfriends who are a little more immature.
Yeah, like, intellectually. I agree.
I like their dynamic.
I do, too.
I feel like they were a good match for each other, regardless of the age difference.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that, you know, is the deal breaker.
Yeah. I think if had she just had the son and not the daughter, I think they would have been in it a little bit longer. But I think once he heard 25 years old, he was like, what?
Uh-huh, exactly. And then, like, that would make me think, so she has a 25-year-old daughter with a random guy. She has, what, 7 or 8-year-old son with another random guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what is she really looking for? Like,
exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
It would just question everything for me.
Yeah. So, Shauna and her daughter didn't have a very good relationship the last few years. They've kind of been out of touch. Her daughter lives in Vermont and is, like, a maple syrup cellar maker, something like that.
I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Because pure maple syrup is the bomb.com.
Is it?
Yeah. Growing up, that's all
like,
our dad would buy.
We get some.
Yeah. I'm like, I just know like the log cabin kind.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. I never even had that until like middle school.
Really?
Until we moved out to California.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Being from Wisconsin, there's like trees everywhere that really tap it.
Oh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Us California girls over here did not know this.
I know. Yeah.
And it's funny because we didn't know, but other people didn't know this.
So, yeah, interesting. So, Danielle is her name, and she hasn't seen her mom in a long time. Gabby actually ends up getting in touch with her, and in Gabby true fashion, nothing goes right.
Yeah.
And Josh doesn't know about this, and he's not very happy.
Which, she is a meddler.
Yeah, she is. She is.
That's really the perfect word for her.
She always is. Other people's business. And you're right. So she flies out Danielle from Vermont And, like, she gives Josh, what, like, 5 minutes warning. It's like, oh, she's at the door.
Yeah, she probably should have told him when she bought the plane ticket.
Exactly.
Well, okay, one thing, though, right, I guess right before she came in, he told Dan or Gabby that she was the Ferris wheel girl. Like, how did he know that, first of all? You know?
Oh.
Because well, he saw her, right?
I think that... I don't remember if it happened before or after.
Oh, I thought she walked in and then he saw her. And then Gabby was, like, talking.
Yeah, I think they cut away.
They cut away.
Gabby talking to Danielle and then they cut back to Josh. And she's like, why? And then he...
Yeah. I think he briefly saw her. And then remember when she came in and they were sitting on the couch talking. And then that's when he told Gabby, like, oh, she's the Ferris wheel girl.
Okay, got it.
I
thought he knew beforehand.
That would be weird.
It would be weird.
So, Ferris wheel girl, as we mentioned, is Danielle. Her and Josh had sex on the Ferris wheel many years ago. And
scandal.
Steven is like, oh,
gasp
over there. Scandal. Oh, my goodness. It is a big scandal. So, now Josh has had sex with every woman, all three women, who were in the room with him.
How
Gabby,
awkward.
Shauna,
Top
and Danielle.
With the pink wine.
I mean, Josh, keep it in your pants.
I know. That's so awkward for him. He doesn't really seem to think so. I mean, the whole Shauna, Danny thing.
Yeah.
But even, like, yeah, thinking of Gabby in that situation, awkward for her, too.
Yeah. I kept thinking about that throughout the whole episode. I'm like, this is so awkward. They've all slept with Josh at this point. Like, come on.
Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
I know. I didn't either.
Good call, Heather. Oh. We're calling you out, Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Worst. We love you, but come on now. It's getting a little slutty up in there.
Slutty in San Francisco.
And makes it even more awkward is Danielle then confesses her love to Josh and says, I love you. I haven't stopped thinking about you for the last, like, 3 years.
She was crazy.
Were you
guys
expecting that? Like,
no.
No.
It was scary.
Like, she had crazy eyes. Like, she was the craziest person.
Like, she was
person.
Looking into his soul.
Oh, God.
It was, like, and trying to, like, attack
her. Her sneaky little laugh. Like, I didn't even do it. It was so weird.
Mm-hmm. I'm good acting, whoever that girl is.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully good acting.
I hope that was acting and not how she really is, because that would be scary.
Maybe she was thinking about her favorite band member. I totally would do that.
That's how Michelle would act if Nick Jonas showed up right now.
Yes.
Cue Nick Jonas.
Right.
Crazy eyes would come out of Michelle.
I like Nick Jonas.
I love you.
Leave Olivia. We can get married. And we'll have a great life together.
I when we were talking about maturity levels and how he was on the same as Shauna, for her, Danielle being 25, whoa. Way immature.
Way.
Yeah.
Very.
Oh, my God.
She just was so all over the place.
I feel like she had the maturity level of, like, a 13-year-old, just realizing she has, like, hormones or something.
I know. Yeah. And, well, even the fact that she couldn't mend the relationship with her mother on her own. Being 25, when she realized, like, she said she wanted to be independent. Okay, that's fine. So go do your thing. And then when you feel like you've established a life, then contact your mother.
Yeah. And I feel like you can still be independent and still be in touch with your mother. Okay?
Totally.
I mean, I'm close with my mom, but I'm still independent.
Exactly. It just, that girl gotta go.
Yeah, like, I'm so sick of the girls on the show that we all don't like, and then Shauna was the only one we did.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully there'll be more, or just Gabby.
Yeah, I feel like if we could pick the perfect person for Josh as his next girlfriend, because there's going to be a next one.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like we need someone who's in her 30s, no kids, maybe in the tech industry, and someone, like, mature.
Yeah.
And nice.
And nice.
So, like, and not
any nice ones.
Yeah. Oh, man. Josh needs to
step up his dating game. Where's he finding this girl?
I don't know, Tinder or something like that.
Do you guys think, though, that he's dating all these girls because he's trying to get over Gabby?
Yeah, definitely.
I think they'll probably touch on that.
Yeah.
Because it could be, like, a subconscious thing, too. Like, he doesn't really know why he's going out and putting himself out there over and over. Mm-hmm. But then if someone were to say, you know, like,
can we talk about what he did for her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of, like, I was, sorry, interrupting you.
No, I was just going to say, that he, you know, like, maybe he needs someone to point out to him the fact that he's dating all these women to cover up the fact that he's not over Gabby.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's self-sabotaging his own, like, relationship. Like, so he's purposely going out with these people that he knows he will have no future with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hear that people do that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he knows he's found the one in Gabby.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like he could have had a future with Shauna had her daughter not
have some. I think the age thing would have been in the way the whole time.
I think if there was no kids,
It
wouldn't have, the age gap wouldn't be that big of a deal, but I think Josh isn't ready for kids yet.
Or even, like, I mean, this would be weird if it was a baby, because that would mean they were just out of a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even a baby, so he could act as a father figure, like, the child's whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of responsibility right away, but I guess it would make more sense for him.
Yeah.
Right. You
know? Yeah. What were you going to say earlier?
Oh, just, like, I can't believe what he did for Gabby with the trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so sweet.
That is so sweet.
And the moment, like, they hugged wasn't even that great to me. Were you guys disappointed?
Yeah.
I wanted her to kiss him, obviously, but...
Totally. I wanted her to be like, why would you do this for me? I wanted him to tell her, like, I did this because I love you.
I know.
That would have been so good.
You guys, I know. It's only the 7th episode.
I know.
Blow your role.
Well, I think what we're used to, like, these short seasons, but we forget that this season is, what, like, 22 episodes?
Yeah, 22.
So, we're, like, one-third of the way through.
Yeah, and they'll probably split it up, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably go, what, like 11 and 12 or something like that, however many there are.
11 and 11.
Yeah, if there's 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said 11 and 12.
Well, I don't know how many episodes there are. I'm not that stupid.
No, I wasn't calling you stupid.
Oh, awkward.
It's okay. Michelle just called me stupid.
I did not.
I'm going to go did cry not. Now. She did, I didn't did she, it. Steven? Okay. I wasn't counting to any number. I was just shouting out two numbers. Maybe there's 13 and 14 episodes. Anyways.
Okay, anyway.
There's 11 and 11.
Regardless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wouldn't that be great if we had sound effects in real life?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I loved it.
These are the best time
for me to go to work.
Exactly. So Josh sends her on the trip with Gabby, which I think is, Gabby with Sophia, which I think is so nice that he involves Sophia on that too. So he didn't have to do that.
And I know. And it was really nice sweet. That Sophia called and, like, kind of explained her behavior a little bit. Like,
exactly.
She's such a good friend. But yeah, for Josh to just go out and, like, pay for this trip for them, like, that's just so generous.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe
it. I wish I had a boss like that.
I know. I was just thinking that.
It's so cool. It's like Oprah status.
Yeah, it really is.
Seriously.
Remember she used to, like, send her employees to, like, Australia and Hawaii every year?
And Elliot looks like he's doing pretty good in his house, too.
Yes.
Besides his small bed.
Okay, let's talk about how small Elliot's bed was. I was like, really, homie, you need to get a bigger bed.
Okay, it's short, but what?
Yeah.
But, like, as...
It barely fit the two of them on there.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he knows, like, there's going to be two men in that bed.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if it's a girl and a guy. It's a little more space. You get a little more space.
Yeah.
But two grown men in that tiny bed, that doesn't even make sense.
No. Yeah.
It doesn't.
Come on, step up your game. But I thought that was sweet that, you know, he was so self-conscious about how he was sleeping and for Alan. And we got to hear that he's obviously with Alan still, which we all love.
Yeah.
And they were cute. And then poor Alan has sleep apnea.
Like, intensely.
Intense.
I think I don't know how he survived the other night sleeping without his mask.
I don't think he was sleeping either.
He wasn't sleeping.
Oh, two either, but were sleeping.
Okay.
They're both, like, God. Too scared.
How awkward. Just, like, eyes awake.
I know. They're probably both, like, facing the other way, like, gotta sleep soon.
I know. Exactly.
So they were cute. So, you know, that pretty much wraps up this episode.
I think so.
And it'll be interesting to see next episode where things go, because we have no Shauna. And this episode, we had no Cooper. So who knows? Without Cooper, without Shauna, next episode, what could happen with Josh and Gabby?
Oh, goodness.
And this episode was focused on Elliot and Alan a little bit. So
yeah.
Maybe Sophia or Yolanda will get the spotlight next episode, maybe.
Oh, Sophia needs a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She does. Why is she?
And you're right. She's always in the apartment.
Always.
Even when Gabby went to the airport to find Danielle or to Josh's,
yeah.
She didn't come.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, she's just going to go with her. Nope. She's staying in.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Let's get into some predictions then.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
guys, I really wish the camera would be on Steven right now because he's doing the funniest thing.
It's kind of like a fairy dance.
All night.
Like a fairy. Like, I don't think he was a frolic. Like a frolicking fairy. But manly.
He's trying to be ghostly.
But manly.
Like the male version of Snow White.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Steven's like, I'm going to go crawl under this desk now. Predictions.
Well, I really hope something happens with Gabby and Josh on the next episode. I mean, episode 8 is like almost halfway
through. See, I want to say you're getting ahead of yourself.
It's 16. Sorry.
It's one of those numbers.
It would have been 5 or 6 if it was halfway.
Math class 101 on algebra. But I feel like it's like time in the second season. What?
I'm just laughing at the number thing.
Like, it's like time for the second season for them to have their moment because the first season. The first season they had a lot of moments and we haven't seen a lot of moments. So I want a moment.
I agree. I want a moment.
I think we were drinking wine here, so I think tonight.
None of us had wine tonight.
I want them to have a moment, too, but I don't think it'll happen next episode. I think this next episode's going to center around Sophia, because we've already had a lot about Yolanda's relationships with Coleman and whatnot. So hopefully Sophia gets the spotlight. That's what I'm going with.
I agree with that. I think, or hopefully we'll see Sophia, and maybe, like, some Elliot, too. Like, some more Elliot.
That's true.
Because we only saw a little bit of them, and, like, they did say I loved you to each other.
It could be fun to see them, like, on a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still want to see them all go out, the gang.
Yeah. They've only really all been out that one time they all went to the club.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. many, many episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
They could go out, but... Then we miss Alan. I'll say they could go out to the club again, and then our buddy would be there.
Oh, yeah. Or I was gonna, maybe they could go on a trip together.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
They could all go on a trip. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's so great.
So sweet. I'm going to have to kind of go with what you guys said. You know, I need them to have a moment here in the next few episodes. No girlfriends just yet. Let's wait a few episodes as well. Cooper.
She has, like, 2 more episodes, you guys.
I know. But I don't want to see him next episode. I need a Koopa all right. Break. So that's all I got. Thanks, everybody, for watching. And where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carly_Garso. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Britta_Garso.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _MichelleFee.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HeatherJoySmith. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you next Wednesday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.